Mass. The introit represents the angels of God adoring him on his entrance into this world, as St. Paul, footnote, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6, explains this passage of the Psalms. The Church celebrates with David the gladness of Zion and the joy of the daughters of Judah. Introit. Adore God, all ye his angels. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced. The Lord hath reigned, let the earth rejoice, let many islands be glad. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Collect. O Almighty and Eternal God, mercifully behold our weakness, and stretch forth the right hand of thy majesty to protect us. Commemoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. O God, who by the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary hast given to mankind the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that we may experience her intercession, by whom we received the author of life, our Lord Jesus Christ. The third prayer is one of the following. Against the persecutors of the Church. Mercifully hear, we beseech thee, O Lord, the prayers of thy Church, that all oppositions and errors being removed, she may serve thee with a secure and undisturbed devotion. For the Pope. O God, the pastor and governor of all the faithful, look down in thy mercy on thy servant whom thou hast appointed pastor over thy Church, and grant, we beseech thee, that both by word and example he may edify all those that are under his charge, and with the flock entrusted to him, arrive at length at eternal happiness. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans, chapter 12. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits, to no man rendering evil for evil, providing good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as in you, having peace with all men, not revenging yourselves, my dearly beloved, but give place unto wrath. For it is written, revenge to me, I will repay, saith the Lord. But if thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him to drink. For doing this, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. This love of our neighbor, recommended to us by the Apostle, is a consequence of that universal brotherhood which our Savior, by his birth, brought us from heaven. He came to establish peace between heaven and earth. Men, therefore, ought to be at peace one with another. Our Lord bids us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil by good. And did not he first practice this by coming among us, who were children of wrath, that he might make us children of adoption by his humiliations and his sufferings? In the gradual, the Holy Church again celebrates the coming of Emmanuel, and invites all nations and all the kings of the earth to come and praise his holy name. Gradual. The Gentiles shall fear thy name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. For the Lord hath built up Zion, and he shall be seen in his glory. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord hath reigned, let the earth rejoice. Let many islands be glad. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8. At that time, when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and adored him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And forthwith his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith to him, See, thou tell no man, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when he had entered unto Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, and is grievously tormented. And Jesus saith to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion making answer said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to this, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard this, he marveled, and said to them that followed him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great faith in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And the servant was healed at that same hour. The human race was infected with the leprosy of sin. The Son of God touches it by the mystery of the Incarnation and restores it to health. But he requires that the sick man, now that he is healed, shall go and show himself to the priest and comply with the ceremonies prescribed by the law. And this to show that he allows a human priesthood to cooperate in the work of our salvation. The vocation of the Gentiles, of which the Magi were the first fruits, is again brought before us in the faith of the centurion. A Roman soldier, and millions like him, shall be reputed as true children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, while they who are the sons of this patriarch according to the flesh shall be cast out from the feast chamber into the gloom of blindness, and their punishment shall be given as a spectacle to the whole earth. Let man then, saved as he has been by the coming of Emmanuel, sing a hymn of praise to the power of God, who has wrought our salvation by the strength of his almighty arm. Man had been sentenced to death, but now that he has God for a brother, he shall not die, he will live. And could he spend his life better than in praising the works of this God that has saved him? Offertory. The right hand of the Lord hath wrought strength. The right hand of the Lord hath exalted me. I shall not die, but live, and shall declare the works of the Lord. Secret. May this offering, O Lord, we beseech thee, cleanse away our sins, and sanctify the bodies and souls of thy servants, to prepare them for worthily celebrating this sacrifice. Commemoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. By thy mercy, O Lord, and by the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever a virgin, may this oblation further our present and future prosperity and peace. Against the persecutors of the Church. Protect us, O Lord, while we assist at thy sacred mysteries, that being employed in acts of religion, we may serve thee both in body and mind. For the Pope. Be appeased, O Lord, with the offering we have made, and cease not to protect thy servant, whom thou hast been pleased to appoint pastor over thy church. After having distributed the bread of life, the church reminds us how the people were in admiration at the words of Jesus. The children of the church, initiated into all his mysteries, are at this moment enjoying the effects of that ineffable word, by means of which the Redeemer has changed the bread into his body and the wine into his blood. Communion. All wondered at the words that came from the mouth of God. Post-communion. We beseech thee, O Lord, that we, to whom thou vouchsafest the use of these great mysteries, may be made truly worthy to receive the benefits thereof. Commemoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. May this communion, O Lord, cleanse us from sin, and by the intercession of Blessed Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, make us partakers of thy heavenly remedy. Against the persecutors of the Church. We beseech thee, O Almighty God, not to leave exposed to the dangers of human life those whom thou hast permitted to partake of these divine mysteries. For the Pope, may the participation of this divine sacrament protect us, we beseech thee, O Lord, and always procure safety and defense to thy servant, whom thou hast appointed pastor over thy church, together with the flock committed to his charge.